Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May gamot na antiviral para patigilin ang pagkalat ng HIV na ginagamit ngayon ng mga otoridad sa China upang malaman kung mayroon itong parehong epekto sa coronavirus. Kahit walang partikular na gamot o bakuna, ito ay isa sa mga estratehiyang ginagamit upang subukang kontrolin ang pagkalat ng salot na pumatay ng mahigit sa 130 tao sa China at kumalat na sa aabot na 16 na bansa kasama ang Australia. Sa ating wika, narito ang tinipong ulat ni Greg Diet. Ang antiretroviral drug na binuo upang gamutin ang HIV ay kasalukuyang ginagamit ng China upang makita kung makakaroon ito ng epekto sa coronavirus. Ang therapeutika na unang inaprubahan 2 dekada na ang nakakaraan para gamitin sa HIV ay nagsasama ng 2 antiviral agents. Kilala bilang protease inhibitors, binabarahan ito ang key enzyme na tumutulong sa virus upang dumoble. Dahil walang gamot o bakunang maaaring gamitin upang gamutin ang coronavirus, sinusumbukan ng mga Tsino ang gamot. Si Associate Professor William Rawlinson ay isang infectious disease specialist na nagtatrabaho sa Virology Research Laboratory ng University of New South Wales.
Coronavirus is not a retrovirus like HIV. However, there has been some evidence that drugs have in the laboratory cause the virus to either be reduced or stop growing within cell culture.
Ang paghihiwalay ng mga impeksyon o hinuhulaang nahawa sa coronavirus ang pangunahing depensa laban sa pagkalat. Katatapos pa lamang ilikas ng Estados Unidos ang 201 Amerikano mula China at sumasailalim ngayon ng 3 araw na pagbabantay sa isang base militar sa California upang masiguro na hindi sila nagpapakita ng sintomas ng sakit. Si Dr. Chris Braden mula sa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention ay nagsabi na hindi sila nakalagay sa kwarantina.
The coronavirus is spreading rapidly, we think, in China. We think it is appropriate that our citizens who are in the epicenter of that outbreak in Wuhan be repatriated home for their own safety. So we're here to ensure their safety and also to ensure the safety of those on the base, those in this community, and elsewhere in America. Having said that, we do think that the risk for the general communities in the United States from this infection is very low.
Sa Australia, ipinagtanggol ng gobyerno federal ang kanilang plano na ibalik ang mga Australiano mula China patungo sa Christmas Island na kung saan gugugol sila ng 14 araw sa kwarantina. Sinabi ni Ministro Peter Dotto ng Home Affairs na ang plano ay dinisenyo upang iligtas ang mas malawak na populasyon.
The reality is that people need to be accommodated somewhere for up to 14 days. I can't clear out a hospital in Sydney or Melbourne or Brisbane. I don't have a facility otherwise that we can quickly accommodate for what might be many hundreds of people. And Christmas Island is purpose-built for exactly this scenario.
Tinanong kung bakit ang mga babalik na Australiano mula China ay hindi maaaring magsolo ng 14 araw sa kanilang bahay, ipinagtanggol ni Ministro Greg Hunt ng Kalusugan na ang plano ng pagbakwit sa Christmas Island ay sinusuportahan ng mga estado at teritoryo.
It's the same period of isolation for the same group. They are coming from the heart of Hubei. They are coming as a group which has been in close contact with each other. And therefore, we have followed the medical advice. This was a process of medical advice to the National Security Committee of Cabinet yesterday.
Pero sinabi naman ng virologist na William Rawlinson na karamihan sa mga taong nagkaroon ng sintomas ng coronavirus ay dumaan sa 4 hanggang 7 araw ng exposure.
There were some people who developed symptoms at 14 days, but you've got to remember that's 14 days after exposure. So for example, if somebody's been in Australia for 7 days already, then it's really only another 7 days to get to the 14 days. So that does influence what happens. I think the second thing again is being precautionary. Most people, as I say, develop symptoms after within a week after contact with an infectious case. But there has been some suspicion and some evidence coming out of China that 14 days is the outer part of that. And for most people, the extra time is either wearing masks or in isolation at home. In general, it hasn't sort of been a major issue, certainly with patients that we've been involved with.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.